Morning, Dean. I'm trying to figure out this Lisa Marie Presley story. Now, back in 2005, she sold nearly all of her inheritance, but she did retain 100% of Graceland, didn't she?
Yes, she did. Yeah. When Elvis died in 77, everything went into a trust for her. When she became 25 years old, she became the sole owner of everything. Sold off part of it, but kept Graceland and some of the other properties that were adjacent. Since then, it's gone from, you know, simply being the residence where Elvis and many of the family and friends lived to being pretty much a full-time tourist spot. Now that Lisa Marie had passed away last week, they revealed yesterday that all of that will now go to Lisa Marie's three daughters. They will become the sole owners of it all, of the Graceland, portion. Mm-hmm. Part of that attraction is the meditation garden adjacent to the mansion itself. And that's where Elvis is laid to rest. Elvis's mother, father, grandmother, many family members, including Lisa Marie's son, who took his own life 2 years ago. And that's where Lisa Marie is going to be interned. They also made an announcement yesterday that there's going to be a big public memorial for Lisa Marie this coming Sunday on the grounds at Graceland. So you can only imagine how packed that's going to be, as people say their final goodbye.
And I imagine in this interim period, Priscilla will have a lot to say about anything and everything that happens at Graceland, won't she?
I guess so. I'm not sure how much legal control that Priscilla has anymore. I think that Lisa Marie had, brought her mom in on the decision making.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if legally she, if that was just, conferring with your mother to find out what, get her opinion, or if there was some, a legal precedent for mm-hmm. her to be making decisions now. In the interim, I'm not sure, since Lisa Marie was under control, not sure if that automatically goes to the daughters now, or, Priscilla will continue to have a say in that.
Yeah, one thing's for sure, in the wake of this Elvis movie and all the success, there's renewed interest in all things Elvis, and Graceland tourism is, from what I understand, way up.
Definitely. The Elvis movie, for younger generations who never experienced it, they want to go see what it's all about. And, definitely for anyone who grew up with Elvis, you should make a stop to Graceland. It's really something to see. The mansion itself is something to see. The museum that they have across the street, it's turned into, it's not as big as Disneyland, of course, but it's they've turned it into a place you could go for a few days.
Yeah, they have. And most people who go there, you talk to them afterwards, and they all say the same thing. It's not really what I expected. I thought it would be kind of campy and funny, and I got a whole different impression when I went through the house. Have you heard that?
I experienced that myself. The first time that I went so skeptical, expecting to make fun of everything, every step of the way. And by the time I was done with it, I was standing at Elvis's gravesite weeping openly.
It does get to you.
It's very emotional. And to see all the, the costumes and the his house, considering it was 1970, I got to say that, the apartment that I had in 1977 was easily as hokey as anything Elvis had. I didn't have a safari room, but I was pretty close.
No Dean Richards jungle room, huh?
No, right. Right.
This is exciting. Madonna just announced she's coming to town.
They
tell us about this.
Literally just announced this a couple of minutes ago. Madonna.
Elvis has left the building.
Has left the building, but Madonna is coming to it. The United Center, the Madonna Celebration Tour, is going to be coming to the United Center Wednesday, August the 9th. Literally just announced a few minutes ago. I imagine it's going to be a compendium of all of her greatest hits, Tickets are going to go on sale for this on Friday, the 20th, 10 a.m. Chicago time at Madonna.com/tour. So if you're a Madonna fan, you know, get ready for her to be late. All concerts, all Madonna concerts, I've been to several. They're scheduled to go on at one time, and she never comes out until about 3 hours after the announced time. So, but it's still fun to see her though.
Yeah, a real crowd pleaser there. Mandalorian coming back to your TV. Tell us about this.
Yeah, they just released a trailer. If you're a fan of Mandalorian on Disney Plus, they just released some new footage of what season 3 will be all about. You take a look at it, and you'll get a little sense of what is to come. Season 3 of The Mandalorian will be dropping on Disney Plus on March the 1st.
Talking about the day's entertainment stories with Dean Richards. I guess they like Kevin Spacey in Italy, don't they?
Yeah, this is really something. I mean, somebody who's been laying low for the last couple of years because of all of the sexual assault allegations was honored at in Italy at the Museum of what is it called? The National Museum of Cinema in Turin, Italy. Spacey was presented with their highest honor, the Stella della Mole Award for Lifetime Achievement. He took part in a master class there. He spoke with the museum's director about his life and career. In his speech, Spacey thanked the museum for having the courage to invite him there. This is the first event since all of the sexual assault allegations for Kevin Spacey. So somebody was asking me the other day, will Kevin Spacey ever make a comeback? And I thought that he would. I thought that... we've seen this following the Me Too movement, that lots of people who were accused did make their comebacks. And, this looks like in Italy, they're holding no grudge against him whatsoever mm-hmm. for anything.
Yeah, we'll see what happens in this country. Christina Applegate has been out. Is she okay now? What's her health situation?
She has multiple sclerosis. In 2021, she was diagnosed with MS. And she is walking with a cane now, as many people with MS have to do. She's 51 years old, and I guess she looked fine, except for the cane was the only difference that I've seen from appearances with Christina Applegate. But she was at the Critics' Choice Awards over the weekend, where she was nominated for Best Actress in a Comedy Series. She walked the red carpet. She was there with her 11-year-old daughter. And, she's seems to be getting out and about. So wish her nothing but the best.
Let's talk a little bit about some new reaction to Prince Harry's book. This time it's Princess Diana's butler. What did he have to say?
Well, this is interesting because he was Diana's butler for 10 years, and he thinks he knows what may have caused the rift between Harry and his brother Prince William. He remembers when they were little boys, when they would come to breakfast, that William got larger portions of bangers, sausages, for breakfast. That, William would get, several, and Harry would only get one or two. And one time, the royal butler recalls, Harry complained about that, and a nanny told him that William needed more filling up, as he would one day become the king. So... this may be the start of
that's the genesis of the feud. The sausage for breakfast
is the genesis of the feud. Anyone who has siblings knows it all comes down to who licked the Pop-Tarts, who got more sausages or bangers, if you will. Who got the, hey, he got more than I did. Not uncommon in a lot of families.
Your whole life is
affected. Yeah, this one could affect an entire nation. Yeah.
Oh, man. Let's talk about Jennifer Coolidge. And she is everybody's favorite right now, isn't she?
She's been a longtime favorite of mine. Loved her in all the Christopher Guest movies. I loved her as Stifler's mom in the American Pie movies. Everybody is loving her in The White Lotus. She just won a Golden Globe Award for Best Supporting Actress for her role. And now she's co-starring in a new Jennifer Lopez movie that'll be coming out in a couple of weeks. That's called Shotgun Wedding. She plays the mom to Josh Duhamel, who is about to marry Jennifer Lopez's character. They have a big destination wedding in a tropical resort. And the destination wedding is interrupted when terrorists take over and take everybody at the wedding hostage. It could happen. Hey, it could happen.
Yeah, that often takes place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Last week, in fact, the day after the Golden Globes, I talked with Jennifer about the very interesting way that they made this movie during the pandemic.
I guess you guys made this during the pandemic.
Yeah.
And that many of you actually lived together.
Most of us did. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. What was that like? Because that sounds like maybe one of the most surreal kind of experiences that there could be.
Well, it was very unexpected, though. I didn't realize that Lenny would be at dinner.
Yeah.
Lenny Kravitz would be at dinner every night. Because he's, you know, he was in that. His room was across from mine. I was spying on him, but he was so much fun, and he was, you know, so normal. And he would bring his ghetto blaster, and after dinner we would dance. We danced to all these cool tunes that he had in his ghetto blaster, and it was a lot of fun. It was such a normal group of people. And everybody got along, and then we'd have film nights just about every night where everyone watched films together and the screen. And it was very cool. It was.
And we'd take pictures and call home and do Zoom calls and talking. And yeah, it was just a big family kind of. Sounds kind of corny, but
I was hoping some more people would hook up. But that didn't happen at our house for some reason.
That was actor Steve Coulter who was with her when I talked to her. Can you imagine that, though? They told me that everybody, you know, had breakfast together, lunch, dinner together. They stayed very sequestered, except Jennifer Lopez. She was all by herself during the whole time. But everybody else was part of the group, including Lenny Kravitz. It sounded kind of fun, actually.
Yeah, it does. Here's a tip, Dean. Consider this. I was watching Your Honor, the premiere of the new season of Your Honor on Showtime last night, and I was so confused because there's been so much time that has passed since the last episode of Your Honor. So I think everybody should do this. Like in the case of Your Honor, watch the last episode of season one before you start season two. Do you do that?
That's a good idea. Sometimes I do. I don't do a lot of series binging, but when I come back to something like that, that's, you know, taken a couple of years off, I can't remember what happened. What I'd watched a couple of years ago. You know, you start to watch it, and then you kind of remember. And then I start to think, this is way too much work. I shouldn't have to do this much work to enjoy watching a television show. You know,
you're the one who has to work for this because this is your job.
Yeah, you didn't have to do that to watch The Honeymooners. You didn't need to, you know, go back and watch previous episodes to find out what hijinks Ralph and Norton were up to.
No, you didn't. It's another reason we love them. Thank you, Dean. We'll talk tomorrow.
See you then.